Well, good morning. You are listening to Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Laurie Lopez, and I am privileged to be joining Kevin Williams and you guys just to worship the Lord today. I want to start with a passage out of Matthew chapter 11. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls.'" In Life Group, we have been going over the book of Galatians and just talking about the law and the Spirit and what Christ has accomplished by his work on the cross and the grace that we now live under. And we also talked about how sometimes we freely accept God's grace for salvation, but for some reason we think that once we are saved, our work begins. And so it's just been a great reminder for me just to totally trust and rest in the Spirit for my sanctification. And I think sometimes there are people out there who know they need a Savior, they know they need Jesus, but for some reason they feel like they have to be perfect to come to him. And I think that that is one of Satan's strongest tactics to prevent God's children from experiencing his unconditional love for them. Instead of seeing the abounding grace of God, they just see a measuring stick and they see just a level of perfection that they can't attain. But the scripture is clear that Jesus wants us to come to him with all of our burdens, with all of our weariness. And something I read one time, it was just amazing. It was so freeing for me. It said that Christianity's reward is not perfect behavior, but a relationship with a perfect Savior. A Savior who loves us so much that he was willing to suffer and die on the cross so that we could experience the unspeakable joy of abiding in him. Ephesians 1, 18 through 20 says, "My prayer is that the light will flood your hearts and that you will understand the hope that was given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all of God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for his followers. It is the same wonderful power he used when he raised Christ from the dead and let him sit at the right side in heaven." In Hebrews 4:16 says, "So whenever we are in need, we should come bravely before the throne of the merciful God. There we will be treated with undeserved kindness and we will find help." So becoming like Christ is a promise. It's not a prerequisite. We don't have to be perfectly Christ-like to come to him. But as we learn to live a life guided by the Lord, then we will be changed. But it'll be the Holy Spirit that will change us. We will begin to act and to speak differently as we spend time abiding in God. Ephesians also tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So he created, he prepared, and will fulfill those good works as we allow him to do those things through us. And our feeble attempt at goodness and perfection will be replaced by Christ's perfect goodness. Entering into a relationship with God by way of Jesus' work on the cross and through the power of the Holy Spirit may not make your life easier, but it will change your perspective on who your life belongs to. When you surrender your plans, yourself, your circumstances to the will of God, you can trust he will take care of you, and as he said, you will find rest for your souls. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we come to you empty-handed. God, that you have called us, you've given us the strength to respond to you. Father, I pray over the people in our lives who don't know you and are are scared to come to you for fear that there are things they're going to miss out on, God. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you awaken them to the goodness and the abounding joy that there is to be found in you. God, and I pray for every believer who is battling the bondage of trying to be perfect and just beating their head against that wall. Father, I just pray that they find freedom in you. God, they surrender themselves to the work of your Spirit. God, they learn to rest and abide. God, that's my prayer for myself, Lord, that I just learn to depend totally on you and the work that you have created for me to walk in, God. God, thank you for changing us each day to make us more like Jesus. Thank you for who you are and who you are making us to be. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
have a strong and perfect plea. The great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and bleeds for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Yeah.
Hallelujah.